Let's continue with this conversation with Sheikh Zayed Dante. Hopefully, we've got a stronger line. Welcome back, Sheikh. Apologies for that.
No, I'm sorry for that. I was driving, Rafael. I'm sorry. Tell me, where did you guys lose me exactly?
So, we lost each other when we were talking about naturally the importance of the closeness in the relationship within the community. I was just going to ask you next what initiatives you've put into place with respect to vaccine awareness.
Okay, well, what the MGC has done was obviously it has heeded the call of government as well. It's part of a religious leaders forum headed by Bishop Malusi, where we create awareness amongst the community with regards to vaccines and vaccinations. Currently, thus far, the MGC has had three vaccination drives done at our premises in Athlone, Cashel Avenue, where we invited community members to come have themselves vaccinated. That's been very successful. The turnout has been good. And in terms of education, the MGC has also partnered with the Western Cape Department of Transport and Public Works, also to have an information session with our members, because our members are leaders in their communities and they are imams at masajid. So it's important for them to be, well informed about the vaccine and, have access to experts to ask questions about the vaccines. Ultimately, these questions come from the community. And if they are able to, to give clear and guidance, with regard to these issues, then you're reaching quite a few people. So, the responsibility on religious leaders is great. And I think their responses to the community must be based on sound, information and fact, and that's what we've been trying to do, exposing our religious leaders to experts in the field of epidemiology, just to understand the importance of the vaccine and to dispel many of the myths that unfortunately our people get access to on social media. So,
what's the most prevalent myth you hear?
Well, I think I listened to the introduction and some of the messages that people have been saying, that the vaccine kills you. We in the religious sphere, we preach to people that your death is at a predetermined time, and if you die, you'll die because God has determined that will be your time in this world. And we try to make people understand that the fear for the vaccine is purely based on information received on social media, whereas what we've been trying to do is we've been trying to expose many of our community leaders to experts in the fields of the various sciences attached to this pandemic and epidemiologists and vaccines, et cetera. So this has been our responsibility. I must say that one of our leading scholars, who actually led the way for the MGC with regards to this pandemic and vaccines, on his on his way to hospital, being hospitalized for COVID-19, he eventually died as a result of that. But one of his last words, when asked by the person in the ambulance, was whether he would encourage people to take the vaccine, and one of his last words to the community was, to encourage them to take the vaccine. So this has been the position of the Muslim Judicial Council. It's been the position of a large percentage of the religious leaders and the various forums we serve on, where we are encouraging our community and our constituency to get vaccinated and to, contribute to the positive healing of our country as a result of this pandemic.
Certainly. So, Sheikh Zayed Dante, thank you very much. One last question with respect to the foreign nationals. They are community leaders that you're aware of, I think, sort of trying to create a leadership space as well.
Correct. So what the MGC has done is, we have developed a forum. We initiated a forum with the religious, leaders from the various foreign communities. We've had two very important meetings thus far. And, I think one of the issues that we will be bringing up in our next meeting is the issue of vaccination, or the apathy or the fear that exists, in the foreign communities with regards to that. So it is a good opportunity, for us to engage them. And we will be inviting them to our workshop we're having on Wednesday, tomorrow, you know, with the Department of Transport and, you know, Public Works with regards to the information session, you know, on vaccines and vaccinations. I think that will, you know, help in terms of them engaging the communities and, you know, kind of allaying whatever fears they have with regards to you know, to vaccines and vaccinations. That is our sincere hope.
Brilliant. Sheikh Zayed Dante, thanks for everything that you do. MJC Secretary General, Muslim Judicial Council Secretary General. There.